What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Tune In Podcast. You're probably wondering, why is he not in the studio? Unfortunately, this episode, when it first got started, it was basically my fault. I forgot to turn on the mixer. So, but the first couple of minutes that you're about to watch with two excellent gentlemen, Jason Moreno and Roy Torres from Bucking Crazy, we start off with Jason talking about where he grew up and how he became a musician. My apologies, Jason. Unfortunately, the mics were off. That's my fault. But that's where the episode's going to start off, guys. And I promise you we'll get them back again. But as where it starts off, it's nothing but gold. And it's a great interview. And big shout-outs and big hugs to these guys because, man, they're just excellent people, man. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time. Later, guys.
But either way, you know, we used to jam a little bit, you know, in the backyard and the campfires and stuff like that, but I got away from it, went to college, and built a family. And just about 12 years ago, Roy was rebuilding the band, and he approached me to come back. And that's how I got reconnected with Bucking Crazy about 12 years ago.
There you go. Yeah, so ever since then, it's been a whirlwind. We've been up and down Nashville and back all around, and it's a great ride. Been a great ride, man.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And I apologize right now. I know the audio. You can only hear the audio through the actual computer. I have to fix that up. ASAP, we got it up and running now. So I'm pretty sure you guys can hear now. I'm sorry about that, Jason.
Oh, do I have to repeat it?
Repeat it again, Jason. No, I mean, Rob and Donna and got into the music thing, bro. And that's awesome, bro. 92, you said, right?
Class of 92, Donna Redskins, yeah.
God damn. Roy, what? You know, was he short hair at the time?
He was.
The scruffiness, the badass that we see.
You know, there's always that nerdy guy.
Uh-huh.
And it's always that nerdy guy that's willing to take off his glasses and his tie and jump in the river naked. That's him. Hey. That's the best way to describe him.
Did we just become best friends?
You want to do karate?
Yes. Eagle fan, baby. Anyways, let's get to Roy here. Let's get to Mr. Roy Torres here. Grew up with this guy in from elementary all the way through high school. Graduation. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Roy.
From Donna, I'm a Redskin for life.
There you go.
I've been in the music business for the last 35 years. I started out with Pops, my dad, great musician, Santiago Torres, known as Tiny, 6'4", they call him Tiny.
That expensive.
I remember him telling me one day what I had to do to become successful in music.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, there we go. We got an echo. And we had a drink one night, and he said, you know what, do you ever want to pursue the musical scene?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then... the only way to do it is become a singer.
There you go.
I said, what? I don't sing. I play guitar. Well, I remember one night singing Neon Moon. That was our first country song.
There you go.
And it just took one compliment from somebody. You should be a singer. Okay. And ever since then, I broke my head. I was like,
go, yes.
That was the first song we played together.
Yes, in high school. We were in EMS for Donna.
Really?
Yeah, we did EMS. We were volunteer for about... I think I was only there for about 6 months. I was getting out. Jason was coming in.
All right.
I remember the initiation where we strapped in a gurney. We took it to Stars.
What was the hell?
We took it to Stars.
It rolled me up to Stars in a gurney and pressed the button for me to order.
Oh, my God, dude.
Mind you,
this is where our tax dollars are going, ladies and gentlemen.
Before that, we took him through the aisles at HEB.
Oh, my God.
And he was just strapped up in a gurney like this. But and I've known Jason since the school days, and he was just too good to talk to me back in the day.
Yeah.
We're both jocks.
There you go.
And, it was a high and buy for the first couple of years. Then we got to know each other. First song we ever took out was Neon Moon. I think we performed at Amigos de Valle.
Oh, wow.
It was a party for EMS. As a matter of fact, a Christmas party.
Yeah. Wow.
So after that, I mean, man, we just went our separate ways. And that's a song right there, by the way. And we hadn't seen each other since then until... I think we were going to perform with, what's his name?
Rodney Atkins.
Rodney Atkins.
Really?
Yes, we played with Rodney Atkins. Mind you, a week before that, my band quit on me.
Uh-oh.
And so, yeah, it can be an ugly business. So I called my buddy Robert, who's our drummer from Donna.
Right.
And he got a hold of three musicians, and boom, we ended up doing the concert, and then I feel a shove in the back, and I turn around. This guy's like at least 14 beers down. What's up? I'm like, okay, bro. Good to see you.
I was actually working the concert.
Yeah. I remember that.
Who's this guy?
I was sitting with the KTX VIP crew because we had done a shit ton of advertising.
Yeah.
And I was in the marketing world, and I wore a suit and tie and everything for 20 years, man. And ran into that guy at the concert, man. He's like, hey, we need to talk. And he's behind the curtain like that. He's like, hey, Jason, hey.
And his response was, no. And he walked away, and there he is, out of my life again. I'm like, God damn. I go, no, I gotta meet up with him. So
it's
like, look, we're doing this jam in Wessico. It was the Horseman Saloon.
A Horseman. Okay.
And I go by, man. He's like, mind you, 14 beers in. He's like, yeah. I didn't think he was
going
to go by.
I was going through a divorce right at that time.
Oh,
I was drunk.
He was gone.
I was drowning.
Drinking
the
misery away. Yeah, I'm not making a look back. I'm sorry. That was that night. Yeah. But I asked him about maybe hopping on and managing the band. He says, nah, screw that. So he ended up going. He ended up going to the Horseman Saloon. A shout out to Rick Tomez.
There you go.
And,
he said, hey, man, bring your guitar and we'll do one song like the old days. Bring your guitar. And I was like, all right.
You know what? That's a different podcast, but yeah, go ahead. I got you.
So I got on there and I got hooked, man.
I tricked him. I was like, look, well, why don't you jam a song with us? It's like, all right. You hooked up, played the song. He's like, yeah, get it. Yeah. The end of the song, he's like, let's do it, man. Got him. And I'll tell you what, ever since he joined us, and it's been going up ever since, man. He's a hard worker. Stuff I won't even bother doing. I don't like to socialize a lot. Honestly, I don't. You know, people see me on stage and like, oh, no, it's totally the opposite. I don't like socializing. And Jason's the guy who could do it, man. Mm-hmm. He, we ended up in Nashville. We've put some new videos out. Our first video was by Jason Moreno, Cookie Production.
There you go.
And that video has got 1.1 million views already.
Wow,
so
hey, this shows a lot. Man.
And then not just that, all these songs that we're coming back from Nashville with are all written by Jason Moreno.
There you go.
it's an honor to have him, and he's worked so hard, and now he's doing the harmonica. Yeah, I'm from Donna, Texas, and we're some Donna boys just trying to do our thing.
Now, and speaking of Donna, Texas, I bumped into a buddy of ours. I'm sure you remember Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia.
Big Jerry Garcia. Shout out to Jerry. I was talking to him there at my work. He came in to buy some supplies, and I was talking to him. And I told him, I got Roy coming on the podcast, bro. He goes, oh, really? He goes, yeah, that's going to be awesome, dude. And I go, I was telling him, do you remember 1991?
No.
May 27th, 26th. I was a freshman in high school, becoming a sophomore the following year. We're at a talent show. We're sitting down in the bleachers. We're seeing all these acts come out. And all of a sudden, the lights dim out. And the lights turn on. And you see Roy with a white t-shirt that says striptease. What the hell?
Striptease. that's a band. You remember that.
I remember that, dude. You
know, that's changed. A band that...
Those first 5 minutes of my life changed.
They
changed. I go, I want to be just like that. I want to wear the crop top. that says striptease.
I was able to wear that now. I can't wear that now.
Yeah, let's not do that right now. Live podcast.
Anyhow, yeah. So Robert, the drummer who's currently with us right now, started that band. He's like, let's name this band called Backseat Romeo. And I was like, hell no. Not. And mind you, I wasn't a singer in the band. I sang a few songs, yeah. But I was a keyboard player.
A keyboard player. There, yeah, you, yeah. Go. There you go.
And
he was doing Zach Morris. Anyway,
he came up with Striptease. Wow, you just took me back in time.
Rob Wood. That sounds like Rob. It makes sense now.
Yeah, Rob was your rocker guy back then. I was my new kids in the block. Just trying to learn.
This podcast is over, man. Thank you, Jason, for coming by.
Look where he's got me. Man.
Rob had the Flock of Seagulls haircut.
There you go.
And the Doc Martens. And the cargo shorts that went down halfway past his calves.
The only guy to join ROTC just to go to Disney World.
Wow. Wow.
And then he got kicked out. He got kicked out of the bus. I don't know what went off from there, but shout out to Robert, man.
We love you, man. We love you.
I know you can't go that far back to think about that, dude, but... That experience, for the first time with all your buddies up there, I'm not sure if you had gigs before then, or was just something you guys would do.
Little parties.
You know, yeah. So, you guys, when you went up on there, did your performance, you should have heard it. That auditorium went nuts. Nothing but girls were going nuts.
It was crazy.
They were screaming their heads off. That's what I said. At that moment, I was like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to
do. What'd you play?
Man. I'm actually a good influence on something for the first time.
What'd you play?
I played, I remember playing More Than Words.
That was with your dad a couple years later.
Oh my God, you remember that?
Yes. I do my research.
Oh my gosh. Real quick, let me go ahead and say this. A shout out to my dad. I love you, Dad. I thought this was a camera. I was like, okay. A shout out to my dad. Yeah, God bless him. The man who taught me everything I do music. So I go, Dad, I just got kicked out of Striptease.
Oh.
So I was going against Striptease.
I'm like,
what am I going to do? I don't have a band. Hey, Dad, you mind learning some songs with me? Hell yeah, son. All right. So we learned some songs. I didn't know much about guitar back in the day. So I had a nylon string.
Yeah.
I didn't know you really got to stretch those things because mm-hmm. they're not.
Yeah.
So I learned how to put them on. I didn't stretch them. So I was like, okay, it's tuned. We get to the show at the gym.
Yep.
We're performing. We're in the center of the gym with a spotlight.
Yep.
And I start playing the song, and it's off key. And I'm like, I look at my dad. I go, he unplugged me. He took off. He left me alone in the middle of the gym.
Because you got to learn. You got to learn.
That's tough love. So I was like, oh, shit. Out of tune, singing it. More than words. Song finishes, the crowd goes, I don't need you, Dad. I don't need you. Oh my gosh, you remember that? It was my dad. Oh my God. I gotta say, this is one hell of a podcast.
I did my research on it, bro. I mean, these are stuff, there's key moments in a young man's life that you're like, I remember this. And I wasn't the only one, because I told Jerry about it, and Jerry's like, oh shit, yeah, I remember that, dude. And we're cracking up. I go, bro. And I go, I need a picture. I need a picture or a video of this ASAP. And guess what, buddy?
No.
Now I'm just fucking around. Oh, yeah.
School,
man, I got a couple of people already tuning in, man. It's, me and Roy used to jam out in my house. He played keyboard and I played drums. This is Armando Reyes.
Mando, glad you're doing better, bro. I've been keeping up with you, man. God, man. I remember he used to get on the drums and always fight with Rob. Okay, who are we going to keep, Mando or Rob? shout out to Mando.
Yeah, big shout out to Mandito, man. Hope you're doing a lot better. I know he will be here next week's interview on Monday with Mooncat, so he will be my co-host next week here, so we can do that interview with Mooncat next week on Monday. No, oh, here we got another one. Another one here. It says, "Howdy, fellas, Mister." I'm not sure if you can see that right there on your screen. Can you see that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Remy's on there.
So Remy. Remy's my future stepson, by the way. Remy Roland is a grandson for Country Roland.
Oh shoot!
I haven't heard that in a long time. Got to get up here,
man. Country Roland.
I'll come with Remy.
He's got new music.
I mean, you guys being grew up and down and everything. Another person that really was an inspiration for me to actually pick up a guitar was Mr. Felix. I'm not sure, Mr. Juan Felix.
Juan Felix,
big gentleman, played a sawed-off head guitar. He played in church.
Wow.
He's no longer with us. God bless him. But one great guitar player, man. Every time I would see him, and it was funny. Great advice that he gave me that I took with me, because I was always trying to, as a guitar player, we want to try to get as best as we can to what the song sounds like.
Right.
You know, we want to get every note to the key.
Right.
And one thing that he actually told me, he goes, "Look, man, you got to find yourself. You got to be yourself." That person found his inspiration. Play the same song, but do it your style.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was something I took with me, you know, further on when I started doing my jamming thing. But that's a whole different other podcast, another story. So tell me a little bit about you guys, man. This whole bucking crazy, how many years? I mean, what's going on? So much you guys have done. I'm pretty sure you got, like, stories.
Oh, God.
And the backpack in the rear end. Well, not literally the rear end, but, you know.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Have some crazy nights.
When I took over the band, there was so much baggage, man. Yeah. It was hard to recover from a lot of stuff. Back taxes,
almost impossible.
We had back taxes, and then we had two albums that were recorded that we had no ownership of the rights to. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything with those songs, and the owner of the songs wouldn't budge, wouldn't talk to us, wouldn't do anything with us, wouldn't mm-hmm. negotiate. So for many, many years, we piggybacked off of those songs and whatever we got out of it, but we had no monetization out of it, and
right.
We couldn't do much with those songs. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. The only option for us was to re-record it, and you know, we were a small band. We didn't have money to be in the studio and record, and
right.
You know, but not too long ago, it wasn't easy to record like it is now. Now everybody can record in their bedroom, in their basement. You know,
yeah, technology's really, really pulled forward more.
Yeah, so
than what it used to be.
Back then, you'd have to go to a studio and get studio time and pay for musicians and whatever. So, so we limped along for a while, and you know, finally we decided, you know, it's you know, it's time where we run our run. We've got to put some new stuff out. So. We got a call from Johnny Garcia,
okay,
in Nashville.
Wow, man.
And he heard some of our stuff, and he says, "Hey, man, why don't you guys come out here and record a song for us? Anything you want, just record one song, and let's see what we can do."
Right.
So we chose another John Gonzalez song, yeah. And you know, John Gonzalez, rest in peace. May he rest in peace. Yeah. He was a great, great talent. You know, he wrote the first two albums. Great, great songwriter. I learned a lot from him. Mm-hmm. But we went up to Nashville and we decided to drive the very first time that we went.
Okay.
So it was me and Roy and one of our drummers. And you know, on the way to pick up Roy, before we took off, I talked to the drummer and I said, "You know what, bro? I don't want to record another song that we've already done. I want to do something original." Mm-hmm. So, Johnny had written a song called Heartbreak Song.
Okay.
And he had peddled it around or tried to move it around for mm-hmm. about 5 or 6 years, and nobody had picked it up.
Right, right.
So, he says, "Man, I'd be honored if you guys take this song and make it your freshman release." Because mm-hmm. We were going to release it to Texas Radio at the time. Texas Radio had just come across from Red Dirt Radio.
Okay.
And that was a whole new universe, because everything has always gone through Nashville.
Right.
And the Billboard charts and all that stuff. So now we have the Texas charts, Texas Radio, and you know, thank God for people like Aaron Watson and Kevin Fowler and those guys who paved the way for mm-hmm. Texas artists to have a platform. But so we said, "Yeah, we're going to go record this other song, Roy, on the way up there." we told him. And we had already been practicing this other song for weeks.
I was pissed for the first 10 hours. Yeah, we were pissed. Jason didn't want to turn around. He was like, hey, we're going to do this song instead. And I was like, and I just see, I look towards the front. I see Jason like this. And I'm like this behind him going, all right, fuck it.
And so we get up there to Nashville and you know, we get in the studio and we try to do some stuff. And Johnny says, no. Go out tonight, get fucked up, yeah, as drunk as you can get, and then be here at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You're like, okay, how hard could that be?
All I heard was get drunk, and I didn't hear the 8 o'clock thing. That's
it. Well, we didn't get home till 8 o'clock in the morning. But we went in and laid down the track, and it was a masterpiece. I mean, we got it in one track, and it was amazing. And so we had... You know, it's not cheap, right? So we had put in quite a bit of money into that. We did a music video, professionally done music video with Jason Johnston as the director. We had done a whole line of merchandise. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, everything was out. We were set to release, world premiere done. We had sponsors by 5x5 Brewery. We did a world premiere viewing at his place. And a week before the song was set to release... Trace Adkins picked up the song and released it.
Oh, I won't forget that now. You looked at me like, I gotta talk to you.
He recorded it in 3 days.
Wow.
And released it in one day. And this song had taken us months to produce and then to publish and to get all the pieces of the puzzle. We had dumped a ton of money into this thing because we went all out and we just got sucker punched. And, you know, we could have still released it, but a week later, after Trace Adkins released, we
can't do it. Dude, sucker punch. That's a Rick James slap right there, bro. Yeah, Jesus. Man.
So, I'm sure he didn't know or realize it.
Oh, he knew. He knew.
So, that's when we decided, hey, man, we got screwed on our first two albums. We got semi-screwed here. You know, it's just business thing, a timing thing.
Right, right.
We're never going to get screwed again. We're going to write our own shit. We're not going to rely on anybody else's talent ever again.
Right.
You're going to sing the songs, and I'm going to write them, and that's it. And so that's what we've been doing since then, man.
And I got to give him credit, man, that first song he wrote hit number one in West Texas, one of the radios, so we were truly blessed, man. That's awesome. This guy's got... That's awesome. That's awesome.
We went 29, man. Yeah. If you hit 20 in the Texas charts, you make it to the Billboard charts.
Right.
We were 9 spots away. For a freshman album to release in the Texas charts, we debuted at number 99, which is unheard of. Nobody releases in the top 100. Right. Our radio promoter at the time was one of the best in the industry, Debbie Green. Mm-hmm. She's retired now, and she told us flat out, you guys don't expect to be in the top 200. Y'all are new. Nobody knows you, and, you know, we're known here locally.
Right.
But in the state, in Oklahoma, Louisiana, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, wherever Texas radio charts are, we're virtually unknown. Mm-hmm. But we debuted, we broke the top 100, and everybody freaked out. Mm-hmm. And then every week, we just climbed 16 spots. Wow. We spent all 26 weeks on the chart, and that's unheard of.
That is, man.
Unheard of. So it was a big accolade for us, and then COVID hit, and
everybody took. Well, that's what we're looking at when you guys walked into the videos. Yeah. So they go, we haven't done that since COVID. Yeah, that's one of the ones I put on YouTube when you guys walked in. Yeah. That was the first thing he saw. Like, dude, I haven't seen that video in a long time. Yeah.
So we've been back now. We just went back January to Nashville, and we laid down about 4 tracks. And we got a new song coming out May 16th. It's released. It's
called Written by Jason.
Praying for Rain.
Sorry. There you go.
Roy's all the lead vocal. Let me tell you, man, he speaks a lot highly about me, but I hitched my wagon to Roy because he's got all the talent, man. And I've never heard anybody that can sing like Roy. So I know what I've got and you know, I don't mind investing. We don't mind investing and putting into this and taking it and seeing where we can go. We're old, man, but we're still going to give it a shot. We're not like the young guys out there.
I hear giggles in the background.
I heard
quiet in the studio.
I heard it.
I totally would see what you're saying, man. I mean, for...
something like that. First of all, I mean, I would take it, as a slap in the face as far as that happening.
Yeah,
but also at the same time, I look at it like, shit. I go, people are seeing what we're doing. They're seeing the potential we have, and they're grabbing this and running with it before we do.
Yeah.
That means we have something there.
Yeah.
And the next step, which was the best idea to do, is write your own stuff, your own music, and go your route. Because you got to really now free fall into big waters on your own and say, let's see. Now we're going to find out what we got.
That's right.
You know,
that's
that, and that's the big test. But, I mean, you guys, like I said, I've seen you guys perform. I had a buddy of mine text me during the week. He goes, dude, have you seen this guy, man? I go, who? I go, check it out. He was at the Campana scene. And I go, oh. Yeah, I know who that is.
Let me tell you a little about him. High school.
That's sweet. That's my buddy Roy at the Campana downtown Westlake, Texas, singing karaoke. He's going to be on the show. He's going to be like, well, I'll be damned. And it's funny, man. I'm glad I got the opportunity to interview you guys. I mean, the stars lined up perfectly before you guys are going to launch again. You see, and I got more fans asking. Daniel Nunez asking, any story behind the Loving You in Mexico?
Loving You in Mexico was written by our dear friend, may he rest in peace, John Gonzalez, who's also the same writer as the first two albums, which include Strange Thing, Loving You in Mexico,
Don't Really Matter,
and Don't Really Matter Around Here. A lot of those songs haven't really been put out, but it was written by John Gonzalez back in the day when he had the band Texas Drifter.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Drifters. I think they stopped playing mid 90s or something like that.
Okay.
But we lost our buddy about 3 months ago, maybe 4 months ago.
Last year, okay.
Yeah, but. Yeah, it was a song written by John Gonzalez. It's a great song. We're going to write a part two, though. It's going to be called Loving You in Wessico, not Mexico. We've always said that.
And wait to Donna.
Donna doesn't rhyme with anything. I'm sorry, Donna. You don't rhyme with anything.
Richie Valens took that boat a long time ago.
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens took that a long time ago. Ain't no more songs going to be written by Donna.
When it comes to the movie La Bamba on stage, while we're performing, you guys can't hear or listen to anything we're saying on stage. But I turn around and I look at Jason and he knows what I'm talking about. And he's like, that art contest?
I want it.
From La Bamba. So we're throwing lines.
That's gravy, cool. And there's a baby coming along.
Art lessons. See, they even gave me a drafting tool. I just know what Nico. So but it was written by Mr. John Gonzalez, man. It's a hell of a song. It's just, you know, Jason loves to tell us on stage, all right, Loving New Mexico. I avoid it just because, I don't know. I mean, I love the song. It's just, it's back then. So I don't feel it as much as I used to.
Right.
But it is a great song, guys. It is a great song. Guys.
Now, when you guys are on stage performing, it is at many venues. I'm pretty sure you do a couple. I'm pretty sure you get kind of called up for a lot of weddings, lot of extra other family reunions, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When you play in venues itself, large band, because I know there's a tour coming up soon. We were talking about that before you came on the podcast. It's way before all this got set up. When you're on stage, do you still perform the old music along with the new stuff that you're coming out with? Hey, don't forget we played this also, you know.
We do it every chance we get, you know. It's stuff that we've done forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I you know, we struggle with it because you take a look at Kiss. Kiss has been playing the same songs, the same set for, 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
And people still love it, but when we play our old stuff, it's kind of like, oh, man, let's play something new.
Right.
And, you know, believe it or not, we've played all over the state and all over the region, and the Valley is a very tough market, man. It's tough.
You're preaching to the choir, my friend.
I love the 956, but to make it down here, if you can make it in the Valley,
it's like the New York.
You can make it anywhere.
Yeah, it's like the New York.
And we made friends out on the road, and we try to bring them down so people have a and
it's a different response.
The Valley likes what they like, and right, they want what right, they want. Right. So we try to give it to them as much as we can. Some of the old songs, like Roy said, we kind of get tired of them. Mm-hmm. But people ask for them. As a matter of fact, the other day we were at a gig and somebody tipped us $100 to play one of our old songs.
$120.
Wow. And we hadn't played that song in 10 years.
Yeah, right.
And so there we are in the back. We're all talking, okay, it's a key of E, and then what? And then
I'm talking to the crowd.
We learned it in 2 minutes, and we turned around, and we're blessed with
such. They turned out great.
Top-notch musicians. Yes. That, yeah. They can do anything, you know. So yeah, we pushed it out, and they loved it, you know. That's so awesome. When we do concerts, like opening up for a Midland or John Party or those, we always play most of our original stuff. But when we're playing out in the clubs, we do a lot of covers. You know, people like to hear.
Yeah, of course.
You know, their favorite
Jukebox.
Yeah.
Yeah, fans, I got
so
you.
So we try to mix it up as best we can.
Right, right, right. Yeah. And so, I mean, quick question to Jason. Growing up in the RGV, did you see yourself being where you're at right now? As far as the band itself,
that's you know,
Roy, you got to bring that.
Yeah, you know,
get on my face.
This was a dream of mine. Like, I'm living the life I want to live now, mm-hmm. but I didn't at the time. And actually, we have a song about it that's coming out. You know, that I wrote about this exact subject. But mm-hmm. you know, I lived the life that everybody expected me to live, mm-hmm. until. You know, I was a grown man. You know, my parents expected me to live a certain way. My wife expected, my ex-wife or whatever, expected me to live a certain way.
Right.
So I lived up to everybody else's expectations, and I never mm-hmm. lived for myself. And you know, this is who I am, and this is who I should have been. I just didn't have the balls to do it when I was a youngster.
A young buck?
I could see myself doing this as a kid, and I could dream about it, but
right.
it was just a dream. You know, I never imagined that I could, you know, play in front of people like we've played in
right.
major stadiums, major arenas, going to Nashville. I never imagined this. So this is a dream come true yeah. for me.
Same question to Roy, man. What do you think, Roy?
What was the question again?
Ooh,
no, Roy, you know, Roy grew up in this. He always knew he was going to be destined for greatness.
I wanted to be a porn star, man. But no, I got that from my future stepson. I remember him.
Long John Silver.
I remember him. Look, she's on, as a matter of fact. Hi, babe. But I remember future stepson saying, I want to be a porn star. And I was like, damn. First of all, you're telling your mom that.
Is that Rob?
No.
I'm talking about Rob.
I can't. His name starts with the letter T. I just can't say it.
Dude.
But anyway, I mean, I've always dreamt of being a musician. I just didn't think I would take it serious. I was just like, oh yeah, every kid wants to be a rock star.
Right, right.
I grew up with pictures of these guys.
But he made a lot of sense. You know, I kept agreeing what he was saying because I've always done it. How weird! I had a little fallout with my fiance last night, and he nailed it right now. I've always done what everybody's wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went to medical school and blah blah blah. It's something I didn't want to do, and I just dropped that mm-hmm. until maybe yesterday. I said, you know what? You know, I finally figured out this is what I want to do. You know, I mean, it has its ups and downs, man. No one knows behind the scenes. It's terrible.
Yeah.
There's times where David, who the hell is David? There's times Jason and I.
AKA sexual porn star. Yeah.
It was Steve North, or what's his name? Peter North. Robert put that in my head. But,
anyway, don't you finish that sentence? Go on.
Yeah. You know, it's just. It's behind the scenes. This is why I get upset sometimes. You know, do some of your old songs, and there's times where you gotta please a crowd. I mean, most of the time you gotta please a crowd. Mm-hmm. But there's times as a musician, you're like, okay, we've done that song a million times. You get fed up. So this, right. So it has its ups and downs, you know, and one of the worst downs is you're never there for the family. You're never there on holidays. Right. That's our highest paid gigs, holidays, for right. every musician.
Right.
You know, but it's done good for me. It's done good for us. It's done good for us. But, yeah, you know, I kind of figured I ended up doing music. I kind of figured that in high school when I saw the gym go crazy. You know who you are. You know who you are. Everybody was screaming,
yeah. I got the meter right here. No, it's
but you know, hey guys, I know it's 1991, but we're gonna have a podcast in a few years. Please remember this. Remember this. Please write it down. Oh, we had good memory muscle.
What the hell is a podcast?
we had good memory muscle back then. We had to memorize 10 numbers. But yeah. You know, my dream was to become a musician, and he's helped me do it, and it's been going good for us. Like I said, it has its ups and downs. But, you know, you really gotta just keep on pushing, man.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
You gotta keep on pushing. It's hard. There's a lot of competition out there. And
yes, yes.
You know, I mean, the worst thing you can do is just be an ass about it and, oh, shit, we can sound better. No. You gotta unite together and just help each other out, man.
Yeah.
And I just posted that on my Facebook yesterday. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with supporting somebody else. It's not going to affect me. It's true. You know, exactly. And we've always been that band. And I'm not throwing it out there. I know it's going to sound weird because I said that. But we've always been that band to just, you know, we've had our time. We're still in our time. But we've always had our time and still pushed other local artists. You know, right. It's about helping each other out, man.
Right, just right.
Being civil and have fun, man. You know, if you get something good out of it, great. If you get something bad, same more that comes with the territory.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You want to say something, Jason?
Along the competitors. You know, we run into a lot of people that are competitive, man. Yeah. And we're not competing, you know.
But we're badass over here. I just thought I'd say that, Jason.
They can't compete. No.
They're all like this.
Shot 20 people that were on Gus.
Screen recording.
No, but yeah, I mean, people for a while there, you know, and this happened to the Tejano scene too. Everybody is competing against each other, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
And you know, we I guess we become enlightened or whatever, but it's not a competition, you know.
Right.
I don't care if we go first or last or who goes first. I mean, when we get on stage, we're going to do our thing and we're going to play, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you think we're your competition, then,
you know. It's on you.
It's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said, well said. Well, on that note, I got to call a timeout here, guys. I got to have some sponsors I got to thank because if I don't, they'll pay the bills. So, big shout out to, let me get this up here. Right here, let me get you guys off the screen here so close you guys out here and close you out here. There you go. Big shout out to Triple J Plumbing. Give Juan a call at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. Guys, they are professional plumbers, licensed for residential. They are hospital grade also. Guys, get a hold of them, man, because I know sometimes you call, they don't answer, they will answer. ASAP. Just reach out to them. Let them know Chewy News sent you. And don't forget, your crap is their bread and butter. Also, big shout out to Notice Construction. Area code 956-363-7195. Give Notice Construction a call. Anthony, he will gladly help you out, man. Tony, so I'll call him Anthony. Tony, great guy, man. Great craftsmanship. These guys are amazing at what they do. I know they're building apartments out in Mission, Texas right now. Continue doing the great work out there, guys, nonstop. These guys are great, but let them know Chewy News sent you, man. Coming back to the podcast here, we had some people walking out here. Oh, let me just I don't know what's going on here. Don't mind that person behind the curtain.
What's your name, Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Is that what you called me last night?
John.
We're back.
What's your name? Cinnamon. It was Cinnamon.
What's your name?
Roberto.
Those freaking clips make me laugh my ass off.
Oh, my after God. The kiss?
No, my God. Yeah. So now that we're, oh, I got another Rolando Martinez saying, what's up, guys? There you go. I got your happy child.
Rolando Martinez. Shout out to Rolando.
Let me see here. Also, guys, if you want to follow everything that's going on with Bucking Crazy, go ahead and click that QR code. They are booking for 2025 right now. Click that QR code. Get a hold of these guys so they can get you going. They'll do weddings, quinceañeras, bar mitzvahs. I hear they're real good
about divorces.
Divorce parties. I don't know what else they do. Baptisms. I don't know. They'll dip you in water and throw you out. I don't know. Also, guys, if you're looking for merch with us, go to our page right here. Subscribe to us. Let us know what you're looking for. And if you want to buy an actual t-shirt online, these guys are not associated with us, but they use our emblem a lot, and they help us push our merch out there and support our podcast, man. So I appreciate the bonfire. So coming back to Bucking Crazy, talk to me about these venues coming up, bro. I know you got something big. I know we had said something about radio something.
Radio tour?
Radio tour.
Yeah, talk so to me. Yeah, talk we, to yeah me. We got our song Praying for Rain set for release on digital platforms May 16th. But we released it to Texas radio sooner than that. So and to promote it, we have to travel and do a, what's called a radio tour. So we'll be on radio tour not too that's long from awesome now. We're in production for our music video for Praying for Rain. But if you want to check us out, we're going to be at Silverado's this Friday night.
There you go.
We'll be together with Midnight Run.
Which, by the way, my brother just told me, he goes, yeah, that's Dub's uncle. He's going to be in the podcast. No, I put it on the page to help promote for tomorrow's event. That's yeah. Okay. I thought they were going to be there too. It's just Bucking Crazy.
Gonna be there. And then Saturday, we're going to be in Fir, Texas with the Rattlesnake Roundup.
Oh, yeah, hey, there you go.
We'll be opening up.
You're going to go or what?
Bring me some boots. Bring me some boots.
We'll be opening up for Cody Canada and The Departed. That'll be fun. We've never played with him before, so
that's awesome. That's
we
awesome.
Need a maybe one performance. We need to have you and your crew go, man. Just check out the backstage.
Oh my God!
How everything goes out throughout the whole day.
I don't think Chu can handle that. He'll probably throw his leg on stage. Damn, who's this? Don't do it. Trust me, don't do it.
Don't let him pull you like that.
He was a good man. No, man. So the story. I mean, here's one for you guys. Mm-hmm. On tour, you guys go out. You say you drive to most of the events. You don't do the flying. I'm glad you guys don't do the flying thing, because you learn a lot about each other when you're on the road.
Oh,
yeah. We should have
sent you videos for this, man.
Nothing to do with Dave, does it?
It's Dave.
So
Jason's like, look at
who's when you go on tour, you're I don't know whether you stay in the bus itself or you rent a hotel, whatever. Who stays with who? Who are the sleeping buddies?
No.
It is. Hey, let me tell you once. Hold on. Let me tell you. Now I'm glad you brought this up. So there's this one time I have no idea. We had a lot to drink, and so I remember waking up to this. I swear to God, I don't remember this happening.
We were young.
It was a few years ago.
We didn't have money, man. So
we were in Vegas.
We don't care about Vegas.
One hotel room.
Oh no.
This was in San Antonio, I think.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Man, I don't even remember.
Here we go.
Well, we drank till like 6 a.m.
Welcome to the R-rated version of Chewing a Podcast.
No. I get it. We were at South Fighter Island. Because that's when... this is going to take a minute. I won't hog the camera. So we played at Louie's backyard.
Okay.
And we had an open tab.
Oh, no.
And that's when Louie said... Your guitar player, has already drained more than the tab.
They
cut us off.
Al, sounds familiar. Yeah. If you're watching them.
Luckily, we still got paid. But anyways, we stayed in a room. Mind you, there's six of us in one room.
Oh, no.
So I happened to be next to Jason. I don't know. Maybe it's a long hair. I don't know. I'm joking, Jason. He's gonna kill me. But I remember my cousin saying, "Let's go to the beach." This is 6 a.m. I go, "No, I'm tired." Well, there's beer in the fridge. It was Keystone. You know who that is, Isaac Bazan. So I was like, 12-pack? Let's go. So we go to the beach. We're drinking. We're going live on Facebook. And I'm like, what the hell? All right, I think it's time to go back. So we go back. I fall asleep wherever I could fall asleep. I fall asleep, and I wake up to this. Hey, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa. So, those aren't pillows?
I've never jumped out of bed so fast. Dude. Not even when I was late for work. Did I jump out of bed so fast?
It wasn't even a spoon. It was what do you call those spoons when you're cooking? The
His fucking leg went over me.
And I was like,
hey, whoa.
I was like, is Lisa? Like,
He said, go see.
Hold on. Remember that scene from La Bamba when
I was thinking
like,
for you better face the wall.
Yeah, you better turn the other way. I was thinking for Rosie. You know what? All I heard was, what the fuck? And I was like, oh shit, sorry, bro. Sorry. So I was a pitcher that night. So anyway, so yeah, ever since then, that's when La Bamba came out.
Now, if we go somewhere,
he gets his own room.
I get my own room, and we get it. Usually, we're getting an Airbnb now because it's so much easier than hotels, and everybody kind of sleeps where they want. But I always get my own room now.
Well, so
he latches double locks of shit.
So, mind you, real quick, let me squeeze this in real quick.
Yeah, I did.
So, the time my cousin and I were at the beach drinking. We get to where we parked. I was like, where the fuck is our truck?
Uh-oh.
My truck. He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, fuck, dude. Well, it didn't last 2 minutes. I was like, all right, well, let's just go back to our hotel. We walked. It felt like a mile to our hotel. It really was only a block. We get there, and we're like, fuck. So we found out where my truck was at. They picked it up. It was in an area where I wasn't supposed to have it, which was weird because I know the area because I worked in South Padre Island for 8 years.
Yeah, but you can't park anywhere on SPI.
Yeah, now you can't. So, anyway, so days go by and I'm like, okay, we picked up our truck, right? I had to pay $300 and something. Days go by and I'm like,
they went to get money.
What the hell? How did they take that truck? I mean, it was just us. We were only about 100 yards from my truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back because remember I told you we went live.
Right.
I go back and I'm looking at it and I'm like, we're over here going, yeah, drinking. In the background, they're hooking up my truck.
They're fucking partying. And the truck getting tough.
I need that clip. Find that clip for me.
It's on my Facebook, but like, are you talking about?
Oh my God.
When was the last time we played at Louis? Like 9 years ago? 10?
Holy Jesus, dude.
So, that's the only place I had on my Facebook. And then I was like, looking at the video, I was like, dude, they're taking our fucking truck and we're over here chucking beers. So dude, you can literally see the guy get off the truck, having a great morning, drinking his coffee, looking at the truck with the lights on, and we're like, yeah.
Hey, you didn't have to go pick up his truck. And it's $301.
Dollars, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And we had $300.
Yes.
And the fucker wouldn't give us to us.
Nope.
Wow.
We had to go find quarters and shit for the $1. Because he wouldn't give us a break. He wouldn't give us a break.
You fucking crazy on the street looking for quarters. What was crazy. The guys that were jamming out last night? Y'all didn't get paid.
So in the video, I'm like, yeah, perfect timing, just like a movie. So I'm like, yeah. So when I turn around this way to look towards my truck, he just taken off, and I was like, didn't know anything about it. What is the fucking dude? Where's my car?
Going over here.
So freaking hilarious, bro.
Y'all didn't get tattoos. Sweet, dude. Sweet.
Dude, after watching that video, I was like, God hates me. God, really? Like, it could, a millisecond just to go like this, like, hey!
You know what? I think it is a blessing.
Yeah. I would have gotten arrested,
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Think of it as a blessing. Yeah. So we're looking out for you. Oh, man. Except for that $1.
$1. That guy was such a jerk, man. He's like, nope, you need a dollar. Come on, man. It's just a dollar, man.
No, he didn't want to let us go, man. Wow. Let it go.
Wow, that's crazy.
But now I got a question for you.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Buttin' Crazy show?
No. Actually, yes.
You have?
Yes, I have.
No, I'm talking about a real Buttin' Crazy. I'm talking about
real like Buttin' 4 or 5 show? Years. No.
That's real Buttin' Crazy. The other one was just
the step only Buttin' Crazy I've gone to is when you guys played in Downtown Donna at the festival out there.
Chisholm Trail.
I'm only a block away from there, so I hear Roy's voice. Roy's voice, you can recognize Roy's voice. My wife goes, where are you going? I'll be right back. What? It's like a moth following a light. I know this voice.
That's so pretty.
I can't stop looking at the
So I head out there, I go out there, I walk out, and I see you guys performing. You guys see, and the crowd, you guys have a fan base, bro.
I'm not
gonna lie, you guys have an awesome fan base, and you can see it on the even on that video they took there at the Campana when you're doing the karaoke. Mm-hmm. There's so many people with cameras just the phones taking out, pictures. I go, bro. I mean, when you see that happening around you, you're doing karaoke. People know who you are already. I mean, that. How does that? I mean, doesn't that like shit?
It does.
I'm there. I'm right there.
It's amazing, man. You know, when stuff like that happens, it's like it takes me back, and it all this anger I have towards me when I'm like, and I talked to Jason about it. I was like, man, I'm done with this. I'm like, you can't please the crowd, or when you're trying your best, they bring you down. It's like, nah. You know what?
Right. You know, I mentioned the Valley's one of the toughest markets to
it'll break you.
You know, they can lift you up and build you up and be your number one supporter, but at the same time, they'll rip your ass out and
serve it to you in a platter.
Yeah, serve it to you in a platter.
Not even shit.
So we've walked the line a few times and teeter tottered here and there and pissed some people off, I'm sure.
Right.
But you know, for the most part, the fans are loyal and they support us and they, you know, we feel it, you know, and we love it getting on stage here in the Valley and seeing the love, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about the fans, because I know one in particular guy right now. I know he's a fan and also an artist himself. I know you took a picture with him. This is Sean Mecca.
He's
just remind me so much of you, man, because he started young and he's working himself up, you know, where he's doing. He's doing great. I know he's actually going to be on the road, I think, this weekend. My little brother was telling me they're going to be performing up in San Antonio. I'm not sure where else.
San Antonio.
Yeah. So,
and all fan.
Well, San Antonio. Oh, shut up, man. Okay. Baby cakes. No, but when you get young talent like that come up to you, I mean, what's the feeling like, man?
For me, it's great. And a lot of times people come and ask, hey, man, how do we do this or how do we do that or how'd you get here? How'd you get there? And, you know, the biggest advice I give a lot of to the young folks is know your worth, man. Don't give it away for free.
Right.
There's so many promoters and venues out there trying to take advantage of the artists. You know, and you know what? They're in business too, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to make some money also. Mm-hmm. But there's the right way to do things. So I always tell the young guys, don't sell yourself short. Mm-hmm. Charge that, you know, there's equipment, there's time. People don't know what it takes to put on a show.
Exactly.
They think it's just get in and get up and play and leave, and mm-hmm. it's not. A show is days of preparation and practice and, you know, thousands of dollars of equipment. And, you know, so, yeah, I always tell the young guys, don't play for exposure, man. I mean, yes, you think you need exposure, but you don't have to. To avoid it if you can. That's the advice I always give to the young guys.
Yeah. So like I said, Sean took a picture with you, and I know you can tell when Sean takes. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, actually, there's one right there, so you can open. Okay, never mind. I know. I mean, seeing the way Sean's expression when he's taking the picture. I mean, what advice can you give somebody like that, Roy? I mean, to Sean.
Ah, man, he's doing it, man. I mean, there's not much I can give him. He's pretty much in his songs that I've heard, which I work out to his music. I love his music. Listen to it every day, and I love his message. There was one of them that said he's from Texas, and that's what caught me, man. Jason showed me, I think it was, may John rest in peace, we were at his funeral, and you said, hey, man, I've been thinking about maybe collaborating. And then we went to Nashville, and then we recorded one song, and I was like, this should be the song. And he says, yeah, I already reached out to him on that. Mm-hmm. He's doing everything right, man. But, yeah, no, you just got to have thick skin. I didn't have thick skin. I think I've gained it now. Yeah, for the last few years.
The armor.
Yeah,
I get finally, butthurt.
I would get so butthurt for, oh, man, oh, you sound like shit. And now it's like, well, you're the one that's drunk, so I think I sound pretty good, you know. But, you know, just get out there, put up with the punches, and just be humble. That's it, man. But Sean, I get about shout out to my boy Sean. He just played with Hank Williams' grandson. We played with them in Missions.
I'm waiting for the call, Sean. I'm still waiting.
Sean,
you got to call.
What's up, Sean? So Sean
we're
is
supposed
yeah.
to be collaborating on
Sean.
He's
a
too
big
busy
fan.
Performing.
I'm a big fan of Sean. Check him out, Sean Mecca. He's got Texas Heat. He's got a Taste of Tequila. Just he's got some good music,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
And he's a very nice guy. So
he's coming around, man.
He is
from his early stuff to now. It's totally totally different sound.
Switch gears.
Yeah.
I've seen him the last couple of when my brother shows me, hey, check out what Sean did this time, and check out this. And I go, bro, he's switching gears really fast.
He's on it, man. I went to go see him at the Island about 3 weeks ago, I think, and I go, I got to see it live for myself. Fell in love with it, man. Wow. Got to meet him. Cool guy. I was like, man, we need to collaborate. And maybe in the future we will, right? But he's doing everything right, man. He's a humble guy. Uh-huh. He's a good guy. I just hope nothing but the best for him.
Jen, I have another question here. What is a country artist you all would like to open up for?
Alyssa, are you drinking? man, that's a good one. I don't know. I mean
we've had some.
Garth Brooks. Garth Brooks.
No, Jay's like. Sounds like a lot of beers gonna have to take for that.
I don't know. I mean. Morgan Wallen?
Maybe Morgan. Morgan's badass.
Yeah.
I love Morgan.
Morgan's
yeah.
cool.
Morgan. I
it's
don't
just,
know.
We're not into the new country.
Right.
The what do you call it? Bro country?
You know, it'd be
Say
cool.
It, Jason.
It'd be cool for like somebody like if Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Oh.
Or you know,
well that'll be this Saturday. Well it's Cody.
Yeah. But Turnpike Troubadours.
That's another band I love. So.
You know, some of the more folk bands, Americana bands,
yeah.
Those are cool. I'd like to do that. Whiskey Myers.
Whiskey Myers. This guy is like... So let me tell you.
For those of you who don't know what that is.
It's bird talk. No, I was introduced to Whiskey Myers because of Jason. You know, I heard a couple of songs. I just didn't know who it was. But man, Whiskey Myers, wow.
Yeah.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Cody Jinx. Of course, he sells out stadiums.
Yeah.
Man.
And he has nothing on radio. He's just coming around.
Oh,
radio.
I know who I would want to open up for. Blackberry Smoke.
Oh.
He's in, these are, I mean, your names are
best.
I'm like, wow.
Man, yeah.
These are
Blackberry
best.
Smoke.
Look those up after we get off the pod. I have to look
Oh,
them.
You're going
to
love it.
Yeah.
You're going to go. Hey,
my
Lucky
turn.
Lucky Crazy.
What?
Are you
when you hear all of our music coming out in the next year, you're gonna say, "Oh, that's why they're influenced."
When should we expect this album to drop?
Well, we started the
Good
album.
Question. I don't even know.
Right before COVID, that's how long we've been working on it—four
right.
or 5 years. So,
yeah.
we've got 4 songs down, and we've got another 4 in pre-production. So. I would say by the end of the year, if we can stay on schedule.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Man, now, we're an hour into the podcast. Like I said, when
That's
you go,
it.
You're rolling, baby, you're rolling.
That's it.
But I know you brought a a guitar.
A guitar. It's a 2x4 with a few strings in it.
But I'm not. Guys, forgive me for the sound and see if it picks it up, because I know these mics tend to in and out on as far as like acoustic play. So we're gonna try our best to. I'm gonna clean it up as best as possible. But guys, I give you Unplugged, Buck and Crazy.
Going all 80s or what?
Yeah, maybe.
Try to make things right. I even laid down on my pride. But I can keep you satisfied. Baby, I tried.
Exclusive on the Tuna Podcast, guys. Remember that? Guys, first thing, one of my last questions that I love to ask a lot of the guests, guys, we'll start with Jason. Jason.
Or no, I'm joking.
Damn it, they watched the show.
I'm joking.
They watched the show. So you are secret. No. Jason, once years roll by, you guys continue your success and what you guys are doing, and it's all said and done. What do you want to be remembered by?
Ooh, good one.
Yeah, so for me, that's easy. You know, I'd want to be remembered as one of the hardest working guys in the music industry, starting from nothing and building something great. You know, treating people right, and of course, my footprint would be the songwriting that I've been doing. That stuff's for eternity, man. It's out there forever, and it hits you once you hear it on the radio, and you say, "Hey, that's mine," right? And it's there forever. So yeah, that's my legacy, and that's what I want my kids and my grandkids to be able to say when I'm gone far and gone. Hey, that's my grandfather.
Right, exactly.
You know, or my grandfather did that.
Yeah.
So that's me.
That's you, Roy.
Yeah.
Oh man, pretty much the same thing, man. That's it. Bye. No, pretty much the same thing. He took the words out of my mouth. We just want to be known as the band who tried and succeeded, and just, you know, just like you said, you heard my voice and Donna, and you said, "That's Roy. I got to go check him out." That's all we want, you know. We just wish the best for everybody. I know we're all going through hard times right now, this time, but we wish the best for everybody. And if you don't mind, I'd like to give out a shout out to Pier Films.
Oh, yeah.
Mauricio. And Sweet, who was it? Sweet Photography? Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac, what's his name?
Sweet Life.
Sweet Life. Thank you so much for what you do, but not just for Bug Crazy, but for all the local artists, man. You go out there and they donate their time. You know, they give you top quality printouts and video, and they don't get anything out of it. So shout out to them. But just always remember, when you think of Donna, Texas, or the Rio Grande Valley, it's fucking crazy, baby.
There you go. Guys, social media pages where they can follow both of you. I'll start with Roy.
Roy Torres on Facebook and Instagram. Jason Moreno on Facebook and Instagram, and...
Yeah, don't follow me personally. You can follow the page.
I fucked up already, sorry.
QR code right there.
Hey, like, this, yeah. Get a shot of me like this.
Or go to our website.
Get a shot of me real quick. Get a shot of me.
There you go.
BuckingCrazyMusic.com has all our links, all our music, all our videos. You can see all our shows, our calendar there. Right. And soon to open up soon will be our merchandise shop well. So.
Yeah, I actually had somebody here, where Jesse got Martin, asking, I still need a Bucking Crazy shirt.
Oh, is that Jessica? Jessica, shout out to Jessica. Okay, so real quick before we leave, when I was married back in the day, she was my cuñada. Shout out to Jessica.
There you go.
She's in Colorado. She's like, shh. Too mad. A shout out to Jessica. Oh, I saw she had one of your shirts.
Yes, she actually won the contest. And also your Rob.
Robert went to Donna North. Shout out to Robert Romero.
We got exclusive video of Mr. Rob Romero.
Oh, gosh.
If you would like to see it, we can show it.
Of him being Peter Noy?
No. Rob, you better behave, bro. I got those videos. I'll show you right after we're done. Yeah.
Rob, I know we were trying secretly to get those pictures from Striptease. Send them to me. I got your back.
This is a few months ago.
I got your back, buddy.
Hey, but you know what? Real quick. Man, a shout out to all the local artists. Midnight Run, you got Tony Perez, Rustic Rose, Brody Rivers, all the local artists. Vaquero, thank you, man. We've shared the same stage. You're great guys. Bless your heart, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
There you go, man. There you go. Man, first thing I want to say is thank you guys for coming out, having a little fun with me here today, man. We're an hour, 8 minutes in, which... rarely go past the 1 hour mark.
But really?
I don't mind this, man, because I mean, it's like I said, I haven't seen you in a minute, bro. It's been a while, you know. And
well, now I'm a poor star. We can make a part two, man.
Hey, I know the invitation. I know you said that whenever I have, fortunately, Chewed can't show up, I can actually have you come on. Maybe I might bring you on when I bring Sean Mecca. So you can actually toss some questions out here. And, here you go. I got Rob saying,
like, when are you going to write your part of the song?
Shit, and, oh boy.
Now he's going to behave. I'll show you.
And he's cracking up.
No, que no.
No, que no. No, but like I said, that door's all the way. You guys, want to come back and promote more events that are coming up your way,
thank you.
Give me a heads up. I'll gladly make space for you guys and come on in and do your thing again, man. I appreciate you guys coming out and doing your thing, man. And keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you so much.
What you're doing.
Appreciate your help, man.
Guys, I know my camera's really out of focus. I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Guys. Great podcast today. Unfortunately, Chew wasn't here. Hopefully, now that the elevator is working, we will have him back on the podcast in 2 weeks because the next podcast is going to be spread out a little bit. So, but other than that, man, that is the podcast for the night. Thank you so much to Bucking Crazy, Roy Torres, and Jason Moreno on the podcast today. A lot of fun, a lot of reminiscing of the 90s. I need to let that one out because that was era.
Yes. That's part one. We still need four other parts, Mark.
Trust me, we're going to get those other four parts there.
Let me tell you, we went to go play in San Antonio. I know you're wrapping up, but we had to play in San Antonio, and we had more 90s people there.
Yes.
Than we had a show here locally.
And you're going to see that for the next episode when you guys come back because I want to hear that story.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for tuning in tonight. Next week, Monday, 7:30, I got El Gatka. Wate will be sitting right here with Mooncrab, and we're going to talk about that stage dive he did 30 feet high into no ring on three guys. Sounds like a porn hub already.
That's a fucking crazy guy right there, dude.
That's the guy he did on stage. Yeah. He stands for you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, and we will see you next week, 7:30 sharp. Ladies, guys, peace out.